And thanks for tuning in or scrolling by and deciding to stop on this video or tune into the HRN News at 7. It's the Healthy Life host kind of giving you tips and advice or ways to kind of get through these challenging times. Seems like you could pick a leaf off a tree, and that could be a subject that might be something that we're thinking about too much or trying to deal with, or something that might be triggering us. I'm Jay Cruz, and with us today is Susan Weed. Susan Weed has been doing a show for maybe over 10, 15 years now with the network. The show is heard the first Thursday each and every month at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and is also on the podcast on demand link. And Susan, thanks for taking time out of your day and joining us today with these talks.
I'm very excited to try out this new way of being with the people who love a healthy life, love having a healthy life, and love healthylife.net radio. And yes, I think it has been over 15 years that I've been doing a monthly show. And thanks for keeping my brain sharp and young, because I keep getting to explore new things thanks to you. Behind me is this glorious yellow flower. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is very greatly blown up. This flower is not this big. And this is a this is a hypericum flower. I'm going to get out of the way so you can see the hypericum flower. All hypericum, right. Hypericum perforatum, usually known as St. John's wort.
Uh-huh.
Now, I am not a big fan of John. I can tell you why. But I am a big fan of Joan.
I remember you saying that years ago. I took note.
So I call hypericum perforatum St. Joan's wort. Now, what do we think of when we think of St. Joan? We think they burned her, right?
Right.
Like, that's pretty much the first thing that comes to mind is they burned her. And then we think, oh, and she rode a horse and had a sword and led her people to victory kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Kind of the cartoon version of
definitely
what was going on.
Definitely a radical.
Most of us have in our heads. That's okay. It's a lot more than what many of us have about St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think so.
I think, you know, most people don't really quite realize that the reason that there are no female priests or popes is because of St. John.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So the whole exclusion of women is at the feet of St. John, which is one of the reasons I do not like him.
Yeah.
This is also a plant that blooms on summer solstice.
Ah, very nice.
And summer solstice is the longest day. It's the hottest day. So there's Joan, you know, in that fire. Ah, right. And the Catholic Church said, no, instead you're going to celebrate St. John's Day, which is June 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor, Gene Houston, says one of the most important of all of the health skills, and maybe even we could call it a shamanic skill, is to be in rhythm.
Yes.
And being in rhythm means you must know when the solstice is. And uh-huh. if you're on June 25th, you're out of rhythm. You're never going to get it.
Yeah, you're at least a couple days off.
So St. John is off and
yeah.
St. Joan is on. You want to be on the rhythm. St. Joan is the thing. Last year, I did a Comfrey conference, Time to End the Fear, and it was very successful. And if you want to see what we did, it's at wisewomanschool.com. It's available now as a course.
Okay.
Close to 50 hours of stunning information about an herb that, well, our last speaker said, without comfrey, I would have no quality of life at all.
Oh, wow.
So next May, we just did this May 2022. Next May 2023, we're going to be doing a conference on hypericum.
Very nice.
Exactly. And because it's time to end the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
This is a plant that grows out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
And when you actually take the oil and put it on yourself, it's an active sunscreen. And we're going to be talking about that. We have presenters talking about that. And yet, if you go online to try to read about hypericum perforatum, they're going to tell you that it creates sun sensitivity.
Oh, wow.
It's banned in France.
Wow.
This plant is banned in France.
Now,
I make the tincture by the quart. I make the oil by the half gallon. I use a huge amount of this plant in Germany. If you're a midwife and you tell a lactating mom that she can put the oil of hypericum on her nipples to ease the soreness,
yeah.
she could lose her license for that.
Wow.
Time to end the nonsense. Now, what's going on here? Well, I don't know if we really need to totally get into it, because the Hypericum Conference is going to get into it. It's free. Starting in January, we'll just be allowing anybody who wants to sign up for the Hypericum Conference, just like we did for the Comfrey Conference. We didn't start charging people until the conference started. Mm-hmm. And the same thing. We all have presenters from all over the world. I was just talking to one of our presenters from Spain. This is a Mediterranean plant, as well as being a North American plant. It's an African plant. It's used in a wide variety of ways around the world. Most people think of it as an antidepressant.
Yeah, the St. Joan's wort is an over-the-counter antidepressant, as opposed to one of the pharmaceutical manufactured antidepressants, which don't seem to work so well in many cases.
Well, actually, that over-the-counter Hypericum that you buy is probably dried powdered flowers.
Yeah.
Put in a capsule. And that will cause sun sensitivity.
Okay.
I make an oil of the fresh plant and a tincture of the fresh plant, and use that without drug interactions, with no sun sensitivity. And you're going to be hearing from dozens of people who've done the same for decades, mm-hmm. and from people who've run afoul of this plant because they bought it over the counter in capsules, thinking it was better than a drug, when in fact, once you take an herb, powder it, and put it in a capsule, in many ways, it's no better than a drug.
Right. Yeah, they've taken away, or the properties that are in the natural status are manufactured out or processed out or have expired. I mean, there's certain things that only last a certain time.
With this plant, something different is going on.
What's
and
that?
I'm hoping, I don't know. I can tell you what happens, but I can't tell you how it happens. And I'm hoping that we get a presenter who will take us into the science of it and tell us how it happens. So here's the fresh flower. And I take this fresh flower, I pick the individual flower, just that flower, boop. And underneath it are buds. And those, you can see the buds right there, right? And each day, another flower blooms. And so you're making the tincture or the oil only from these very fresh flowers, the flowers that are blooming that day.
Mm.
And you take that tincture, and you can take it. I've taken it in very large doses, a dropper full every 15 minutes for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I know two people who take a dropper full every hour for 25 years. Large doses,
mm-hmm.
with no interactions with drugs or a sensitivity to the sun. And the same thing, as I said, the flowers and oil relieve the pain of burns and prevent sunburn. But as soon as you dry these flowers, and especially if you're drying like the whole flowering top, not just the individual flowers, something changes in the constituents, and now you get this intense sun sensitivity. In fact, there's a beetle that lives on this plant that, because it eats only this plant, and somehow in the digestion of it activates this principle that gets activated when it's dried, they are incredibly photosensitive, and they can't fly. They can't put their wings out because they would be sunburned. Their wings would be sunburned.
Oh, wow. So it's a natural food for them, but it sort of gives them a bit of a handicap and able to do what they do by not being able to fly temporarily.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. So as an herbalist, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy is working with individual simple plants. And it's one of the things that Healthy Life allows me to do, that every month I can focus in on one plant. Herbalism can be kind of daunting for people. And we're getting into that daunting area, aren't we? People are going, wait a second. I thought I understood that you could take Hypericum and it would relieve my anxiety and relieve my depression. And now this herbalist is saying, no, don't take those capsules.
Yeah.
So that can be disturbing to people, that plants can have different properties if they're fresh or if they're dried, and that different parts of the plant can have different properties. And this is why I'm doing entire conferences. The Comfrey Conference was a week long, and the Hypericum Conference is going to be a week long, in which everyone is talking about just one plant.
Wow. And it's amazing because, you know, sometimes people will, you know, quote unquote, try to go to the natural medicine and take herbs or maybe what they've heard about or read about. But there's so many things, you know, with sun sensitivity. You might read somewhere, like most people go to the internet and they look up something and it's like, oh, actually, oil from this plant is good. And then they put it on thinking, oh, I read it on the internet or I read it from a reputable, what I thought was someone good. And now I've got this condition, or it didn't work out the way I wanted to, you
Never
know.
known that to happen, Jay.
No,
Never
so
once known that to happen. No. You make hypericum from the fresh plant and you put it on your skin. It works exactly as advertised.
All right.
As a matter of fact, even better. I was talking to one of my students last night in my regular Wednesday night Zoom meeting for my students who are being mentored, who are doing correspondence courses or online courses. People who aren't actually here with me. And one of the women was saying, you know, I don't even refer to the oil of hypericum as a sunscreen anymore. She said, because it's not a sunscreen. What it does is it teaches your skin how to absorb sun without being harmed, just like this plant, which blooms wide like this at summer solstice. In the full sun, it cannot tolerate any shade. It has to grow in a full sun setting. You're not going to find it in the forest. Right? It's a roadside plant with the roads, they keep the roadsides cut. And Hypericum says, yeah, that's for me. Give me the sunlight. So when we take that sunlight from the fresh flowers into ourselves, it warms us, it eases us, it eases our anxiety, and it eases our depression. It literally is sunshine in a bottle. And you don't get any sun sensitivity or any interactions with drugs. But if you dry the plant and make a tea of it, and that's what you might find on the internet, is buy these capsules of the dry plant to get this effect. And that won't work. But if you've been listening to my show on healthylife.net for all of these years, you have heard me over and over again. Those of you who have already tuned in for a while, you've heard me over and over again say, don't use herbs and capsules. They are the least effective, most expensive, and most dangerous. Every single interaction with drugs and every single time that someone has run afoul of herbs, it goes back to a dried herb in a capsule. And sometimes from an innocent mistake. In Germany, herbalism is legalized and regulated. And that means you don't go out to the health food store and buy herbs. You have to have a doctor's prescription for the herbs. And then you go to the pharmacy and the pharmacist gives you your herbs. And those herbs are almost always dried, powdered, and put in capsules. And the pharmacognosist to cognate, to know, pharma is to know the plants. So the pharmacognosist, who is supposed to know the plants, who's in charge of buying a particular plant, messed up and bought the leaf instead of the root. And the plant is kava, sometimes known as kava kava. And the root is a tremendous, wonderful agent, again, to relieve anxiety and depression, as well as to relieve muscular pain. But the leaf damages the liver. So here were these people who got a prescription for the herb from their doctor, went to the pharmacy, had the prescription filled with a capsule that contained the wrong part of the plant.
Then they had liver problems soon after.
Liver failure. Many of them had to have liver transplants.
That's definitely a big problem.
Whereas I and hundreds of thousands of other people have drunk kava root without any problem at all. Drinking kava root is a South Pacific tradition. It's endemic to almost all of those islands, and it doesn't just make you feel not depressed. It makes you feel groovy.
Very groovy.
It's pretty subtle. The first time that I was in a kava ceremony, it was on a houseboat. and the kava passed around. I didn't think anything was happening. You know, there's this little spoon and you take the little, you know, the little bits of the fermented kava juice stuff. And I, you know, it was fun. I felt good. My nose tingled, my tongue tingled. It was great until we got up and I had to walk off the houseboat on a plank.
Yeah.
I was definitely altered by the kava. Wow. And then numerous times since then at the International Herbs Symposium, when that was a live event, we would have the herbalist ball and we would be served kava tincture,
yeah,
and a fermented kava tea mixed together with some kind of milk in with it, or milk substitute, goodness only knows. It was kind of foamed up, so it was like a kava latte.
Oh, nice.
and we think of kava as a sedative, but like most plants, it's not directional. Drugs are directional. If I give you a drug that's a sedative, wow, you better like calm down.
Right.
But if you give you a plant that's a sedative, you might actually get more excited.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true with kava. So when you're drinking the kava or taking the tincture, or I like to use the infusion to help with muscular aches, as you drink it, your tongue starts to tingle. And then if you continue to drink it, your nose starts to tingle. And at that point, you get to decide, am I going off to dreamland or am I going to dance the night away?
Uh-huh. That's a fun place to be and fun place to decide. And
yeah. So that's kava. That's kava. So easy to use. And yet it's difficult to get in places because all these people in Germany had liver failure, supposedly from kava, but it was the wrong part.
Wrong part. So
kava, right.
Well, Susan Weed, you have lived a lifetime studying herbalism, becoming an expert, continuing to further your own knowledge of plants. As you refer to on your show as people's medicine, you've taught thousands of people and continue to do so through your apprentice program.
Millions.
You know, this is
because I have six books and those books have sold millions of copies.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, so people that maybe think they want to try some of this for themselves, you have to go to an herbalist to at least get this information, something like kava that is a
absolutely not.
No. There's two parts, two effects. And
herbal medicine is people's medicine. You don't have to go to, you're the herbalist.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a matter of knowing what works and what to avoid. And so many things, as in cooking, there's a lot of things that you do. You maybe set up a thing. You're like, oh, well, it needs to set for a while before you put in the next thing, or it needs to cool before you add it, or so many things. And if you miss a step, you know, then that upside down cake is now a pancake. It's flat. It's what you want to do. Or, you know, when you're doing things like herbs, you know, for medicinal purposes, and the kava roots and the kava leaf is an example right there. And the folks in Germany with the liver failure, obviously misguided information.
Or an ordinary person can't buy kava leaf.
Yeah. And now it's not for sale.
So you're quite safe in that. In fact, it's a lot easier than cooking.
Yeah.
And okay. one of the things that I champion is that you work with the plants that are around you.
Very, very good advice.
I mean, you're certainly right. Suppose you are diagnosed with some condition and you don't like hypertension or high cholesterol or hyperthyroid or hypothyroid, and you don't want to take drugs. If you don't know about herbs, then what I suggest is that you seek out sources who do know, and several sources.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I do teleseminars with people, so that you have a wide variety of people that you can hear from. And I dissuade my students from learning about herbs online. Unfortunately, I'm sure there's some good stuff online. And people say, I love your stuff online, Susan. I'm like, okay. But in general, the online stuff is probably not going to be thorough enough.
Right.
There are there are four things that distinguish herbal medicine from folk medicine. And a lot of what's online is folk medicine. I love folk medicine. There's nothing wrong with folk medicine. But folk medicine might say, kava relieves anxiety, hypericum relieves anxiety. Whereas herbal medicine would say, kava root, harvested in the fall, prepared as a tincture or an infusion, and taken in this dose will have this effect.
There you go.
Not kava does this.
Yeah. Got to be very honest and specific with it.
You need to get this information.
Yes.
When you want to use plants. And hey, folk medicine, as I said, is wonderful and it can give us a lot of ideas. But if you actually want to use the plants, you need to find someone who can answer those four questions for you. And then I encourage people to work with the plants in their own yards and to know them. I was with my granddaughter and a friend of hers. So the friend was three and she was four and a half or five. And we were walking barefoot through the grass and I stepped on a bee and I got stung. And I'm hopping up and down on one foot going, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
And the two little girls ran away. And I thought, oh, perhaps they're scared. Maybe they think the bee will sting them. But no sooner had I thought that than they came running back, each with a plantain leaf, because they knew the remedy for bee stings already.
Oh, wow.
You see, you don't have to be an herbalist to treat your everyday woes. And much of what we're going to the drugstore for really are everyday woes.
That's a great point. And something to remember that there's always more to learn, but at the same time.
It's simple.
Yeah. Don't overthink it.
It's simple enough that a three-year-old could do it.
That's amazing.
They popped that plantain in their mouths, chewed it up, spit it out in their hands, and stuck it on my toe. I, of course, had removed the stinger without pinching it, which pushes the venom. You got to flick it out with your fingernail.
Uh-huh.
And the plantain stops the histamine reaction, so my toe didn't swell up, and there was no more pain, and it didn't get red, and we continued on our walk.
That's great. And, you know, the fact that it was right there, available, when the bee decided to sting you, it was a great thing, and they knew how to get it. So,
it's the child's first plant. We call it the Band-Aid plant because it grows in playgrounds.
Wow, Susan Weed, this is such a great amount of information. I know I want to pass our listeners to your website who might have questions about learning about some herbal medicine, or just finding out a little curiosity, maybe to help themselves, or maybe they've tried Western medicine and it didn't work and they need a new alternative, or there's something
herbs are Western.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a Western practitioner.
Well, something from the,
although I have a little seasoning from Japan and China.
Definitely.
Well, of course you can go to susanweed.com and don't worry about spelling my name correctly. Because we have both Susan Weed, which is the correct spelling, keep the sun in Susan, and Susan Weed. So if you misspell it, you'll still get to the website.
All right.
And there's about, oh my gosh, there's maybe 8,000 pages of free information there on everything that you could hope for. I would also direct you to the wisewomanbookshop.com. And there you'll find all six of my books, Wise Woman Herbal for the Childbearing Year, now in its 35th year and translated into a lot of languages, used in midwifery schools and by savvy moms to be all over the world. And then my second book, the big green book, Healing Wise, that kind of changed the landscape of herbalism because the plants talk to you. In this book, you have Burdock the Biker Babe and Dr. Dandelion, as well as Shy and Violet and oh so sexy seaweed. A lot of fun in that book. And then New Menopausal Years, The Wise Woman Way, Breast Cancer, Breast Health, The Wise Woman Way. Down there, Sexual and Reproductive Health for Men and Women, The Wise Woman Way. And my latest book, Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines. Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines. That's AWSM. That's awesome. Hi, Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines, The Wise Woman. Well, you'll find those at wisewomanbookshop.com. And I mentioned before, wisewomanschool.com. There's a free course there on how to deal with COVID.
Ah, there you go.
If you get COVID and you want to know what herbs, what part to use, how to prepare it, what the dose is, it's right there for you, completely free. You can look at it at any time. You can go back over and over again and look at it. Anytime you take an online course with me, you have perpetual access to it. The conferences we were talking about, the Comfrey Conference, Time to End the Fear, and the St. John's, St. Joan's Wort Conference, Time to End the Nonsense, are once you either free up until the time when we have it, and then once that conference is done, it becomes a course there at womanschool.com. But once you pay for it, you have perpetual access to it. You can look at it with friends and so on. I also do a free hotline every Tuesday, 7:30 to 9:30 East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is 646-929-2463. Tuesday evening, 7:30 to 9:30. I only answer questions for the first hour and a half. And the last half hour, I interview somebody really interesting. This past Tuesday, I interviewed a woman who does sound healing. As a matter of fact, certifies sound healers. My, haven't we come a long way?
That there
are now certified sound healers. I am so thrilled having met up with Kay Gardner and become close personal friends with her way, way back in the late 70s and early 80s when she was really introducing sound healing. I have a background in kirtan.
Okay.
I suspect you do too.
A little bit, just a whole musical thing on the call and response.
Exactly, because I know you do, that you are a musician.
Yes, I couldn't live without music. I really couldn't. Well, Susan, this has been amazing. We've definitely went a little longer than we expected, but it's okay. The information and the stories are great. Great examples and a great resource, folks. Go to SusanWeed.com or WiseWomanPublishing.com for any of the...
Wise Woman Bookshop.
WiseWomanBookshop.com
or WiseWomanSchool.com.
You've got six or seven books there for all the topics that you just mentioned. So
exactly.
And of course, you can always listen to Susan's show here on HealthyLife.net the first Thursday, 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and on the archive after that as well. Susan Weed, thank you so much for lending some wisdom to our Healthy Life listeners. And we can all walk away with something positive from this talk. Thank you so much.
Green blessings. Herbal medicine is people's medicine. It's medicine that grows right outside your door.